Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing the Consul General of the Republic of Bulgaria here in Toronto, Mr. Peter Krejcev. He is a career diplomat with diverse foreign affairs experience. On November 16th of 2015, he assumed his duties as the Consul General of the Republic of Bulgaria in Toronto, Canada. Mr. Peter Krejcev moved to Toronto from New York, where he served as the Deputy Permanent Representative of the Republic of Bulgaria to the United Nations in New York from September to November of 2015. Prior to his appointment in New York, Mr. Krejcev worked as a senior diplomat to the Bulgarian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. There he worked on the entire spectrum of issues on both the bilateral and the transatlantic Bulgaria-US agenda. Over the course of 3 years, from 2010 to 2013, Mr. Peter Krejcev served as a congressional liaison at the Embassy of the Republic of Bulgaria in Washington, D.C. His portfolio consists of parliamentary diplomacy, cultural, educational, and scientific relations with the Bulgarian diaspora, the NGO sector, the local and federal authorities, cooperation with the honorary consuls of the Republic of Bulgaria in the U.S., Latin America, and OAS relations, public diplomacy. I'd like to begin by thanking you immensely for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today.
Absolutely, my pleasure entirely, and thank you very much in your interest about my humble person. Thank you.
Absolutely. Consul General Mr. Peter Krejcev, can you please begin by telling us more about your background, along with how you came to Toronto?
Absolutely. It's a very funny story, but again, I'm not going to go into much detail because it's definitely going to take at least a couple of hours. Let me start from the very beginning. I've been a career diplomat for the last 15 years, and the last posting that I held before coming to Toronto in November last year was in New York. I had a very short but very rewarding tour of duty as the Deputy Permanent Representative of Bulgaria to the UN for only a couple of months before I was proposed this opportunity to head the Bulgarian Consulate General in Toronto. I've also worked in many other places. I have two consecutive tours of duty in Washington, D.C. as a diplomat. I've worked in a number of aspects of bilateral and multilateral diplomacy as well. But basically, this is what I have been doing for the last 14, 15 years now.
And as the Consul General of Bulgaria here in Toronto, would you be able to discuss the impact of the work done by the Bulgarian Consulate?
I would be more than happy to do that. The thing is that the Bulgarian Consulate General in Toronto is one of the oldest such representations Bulgaria has abroad. The primary thing that we like to occupy ourselves with, which is rather a big privilege, is to be working with the Bulgarian community in the greater Toronto area. But let me go a little bit back and take a look at the bigger picture. Rough estimates show us that we have around 40,000 Bulgarians in Canada, give or take. Of course, this is not an exact number because we don't make our Bulgarian citizens register with any of our diplomatic representations, but according to the latest surveys and censuses, this is basically the number that we're working with. In the greater Toronto area alone, I think we have around 20,000 Bulgarians. It's a privilege serving our citizens here, Bulgarians, in the greater Toronto area, but apart from that, you know, it's a conventional consular post. And it's a conventional consulate general, which means that we also involve ourselves in the overall process of enhancing and strengthening the relations with Canada in numerous areas, such as trade and economy, culture and education, basically you name it. And of course, this is a place where I have to stress that we also have an embassy in Ottawa who is dealing with Canadian authorities and our interlocutors on federal level as well.
And I have to say, Consul General, it was an honor to have you attend our economy forum on Wednesday, March the 9th at the Ontario Trade Centre here in Toronto. The economy forum as a whole came to life as a response to NATO's interest in economic development and security. As the NATO Association of Canada, we strive to help realize this goal by increasing economic trade among NATO allies and partner countries. This business forum was a huge success, and it included representatives and companies from countries such as Turkey, Poland, Bulgaria, Albania, Georgia, Kosovo, Croatia, Hungary, and Macedonia, just to list a few. Would you be able to discuss the significance and the impact of the NATO Economy Forum on mining and infrastructure, along with your experience attending our Economy Forum last Wednesday?
Absolutely, and it's wonderful that you mentioned that, because I was trying to find a proper way and an opportunity to thank you about this question first, and second and most importantly about the invitation to attend this forum. Hopefully this is going to be one of many future such events, because I have to tell you the truth, most of the consul generals, in my personal perspective and opinion here in Toronto, trade and economy is basically their focus. The event was truly exceptional in its scope and its attendance, and to tell you honestly, I didn't expect so many people to show up. So I think the event was a great success, and hopefully you'll be able to continue this tradition of holding and organizing such events, because there is a great added value to it. It's not only networking, it's not only the attendance of companies and diplomats, but basically the actual fact that we have such an event taking place and organized by the NATO Association is a value of itself, because it gives you visibility, it gives you prominence, and most of all, it gives you up-to-date, accurate information about what Canadian business can find in any European region whatsoever. And seeing Southeastern Europe is my focus, Bulgaria is there, I have to say that we have to find another opportunity in the near future to set up something and give all visibility to my country and others in the region as well. I know in this particular case the focus was mining infrastructure, but there are so many other areas that we can work together in the future, I think.
Absolutely, and here at the NATO Association of Canada, we have a lot of events, conferences, and roundtables that we have take place throughout the year. And I have to say that it was an honor to have you attend our Economy Forum. So on behalf of the NATO Association of Canada, I do want to thank you for representing Bulgaria and for attending this forum. And on top of that, I would like to mention that as the Consul General of Bulgaria, Bulgarian culture is very rich, the history, tradition, and the opportunities in terms of business opportunities between Canada and Bulgaria is highly relevant. With your background, how would you say that the Canadian government has played a role in actively building a strong relationship between Bulgaria and Canada today?
Well, this is actually a very easy question, because Bulgaria and Canada, we've been allies in NATO, we've been cooperating constructively on a number of issues of mutual interest, including, of course, our cooperation in organizations such as the UN and the OSCE and so many others. I have to say, and this is on a personal note, this bracket that I would like to open, I'm very fortunate to be working in this country. There are so many that has been done, and I'm absolutely convinced and confident in the willingness of both countries to be further developing and propelling their cooperation in so many areas. This is why I have to say that in this particular case, I couldn't simply omit the fact that in 2016, as you know, we are celebrating half a century of diplomatic relations between Bulgaria and Canada. There are many activities that are being dedicated to this anniversary, both here in Canada and in Bulgaria. And I'm looking forward to the next 50 years and many more results compared to what we have achieved so far, because I do think that we have great potential, not only in the areas of trade and economy, but in terms of cultural exchange, people-to-people contacts, and so many others. Which is why we are striving. We have a long list. We have a long list of things that we would like to achieve. Of course, it takes time and a lot of effort, but I'm very optimistic that we are going to be seeing a lot of interesting aspects being developed as far as we're talking about the relations between Canada and Bulgaria, both bilaterally and multilaterally.
And in terms of building a strong relationship between Canada and Bulgaria, what are some projects that you are currently working on?
Well, this is a very good question, and this is where I usually become a tiny bit shy, because I would rather comment on results rather than expectations. With your permission, I would abstain from discussing immediate projects, but what we try to do overall is harness the existing potential for further development. Of course, I can say that basically in a month from now, we will be opening the following edition of the Bulgarian Arts Festival, which is a major event here in Canada. We are thinking about other things to be done on provincial level, not only in Ontario, but beyond, because the Consul General of Bulgaria in Toronto has responsibilities. It covers the territory of the entire country. Of course, we have, I have to say again, our embassy in Ottawa, but the Consul General in Toronto, as far as the Canadian provinces are concerned, is responsible for all the provinces and territories of the country. So we try to find opportunities in each and every province in order to be able to make the best use of our time, effort, and resources here in Toronto.
Certainly. And can you tell us more about the Bulgarian community in your region? And on top of that, what would you say differentiates your Bulgarian community from other communities in other regions?
Well, this is definitely a different, difficult comparison to make. But let me say again that we have a total of 40,000 Bulgarians in Canada in general. It's a wonderful, vibrant community, and this is not just a compliment that I'm making. I've worked in many places. Again, I said I come from the U.S. as well. Wonderful community there. Mm-hmm. I've had the privilege of serving for 6 years, and now I've been here for 4 months. But I have to tell you, from the very beginning, I was astounded and very pleasantly surprised at how active, how diverse, and how dedicated the Bulgarian community here is, considering that we have 20,000 people in the greater Toronto area, but we have dozens of structures of the Bulgarian communities, including schools, including folklore ensembles, dance formations, you name it. And the most impressive thing, and this is my soft spot, which is why I have to mention it, we have so many Bulgarian children here. I try to visit as many schools and as many places as I can, and I have to tell you, I haven't been blessed with the presence of so many young Bulgarians anywhere at all. Probably because my job here entails a different kind of aspects and a different kinds of tasks. But I go to schools, I go to Bulgarian classes, I go to Bulgarian children quite often. And I have to tell you, at the end of the day, it is them what we are making everything for. And I'm very happy to be able to work with the Bulgarian schools and different structures of the community involving children as well.